with your 4ZZZ subscriber card. And don't forget to brag to all your friends.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ruby, Olive and Eve with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, police have clocked a motorcyclist travelling at 218 kilometres per hour on New England Highway on Queensland's Southern Downs. Dashcam footage has captured the moment the motorcyclist passed a police vehicle who was travelling in the opposite direction at 12:50 p.m. That particular stretch of the highway is a 100 kilometre per hour zone and is tree lined with minimal shoulders. The 51-year-old man now faces a fine of $1,919 and received 8 demerit points. In other local news, Brisbane City Council has acquired 20 hectares of public land through the buyback scheme put in place after the 2020 floods. Nearly 300 properties have been purchased as part of the scheme, leaving big patches of grass and open space in between houses in heavily impacted suburbs like Oxley, Windsor, Rockley, Sherwood and Graceville. Chair of Environment, Parks and Sustainability on the Brisbane City Council, Tracy Davis, has said that the park equipment may be put on some of the sites in the future, but the focus is mainly on ensuring all sites purchased are cleared, levelled and re-turfed. Quote, "It's important to remember why we are undertaking this work, and that's to ensure that during a flood event that properties are at less risk of being damaged," she said to the media.
In national news, the New South Wales Environmental Protection Agency has introduced a strengthened regulation to significantly increase penalties for the illegal commercial use of UV tanning units. The updated regulation will see on-the-spot fines to range from $1,500 to $10,000 for a corporation and up to $5,000 for individuals. Additionally, the promotion of UV tanning service on social media has also been banned. This increase in penalties was first introduced in 2014 after studies showed the serious health risks associated with UV tanning. Professor Anne Cush of the Daffodil Centre and Melanoma Institute Australia said research now shows 10 sessions in the tanning unit double the person's risk of developing melanoma in Australia. In other national news, New South Wales government has locked in on a new Great Koala National Park, creating one of the largest protected areas in the state. More than 176,000 hectares of forest will be added to existing reserves, safeguarding over 12,000 koalas and dozens of threatened species. Logging has been immediately banned in the park boundaries, with a JobKeeper-style package rolled out for the affected timber workers. Premier of New South Wales stated that koalas are at risk of extinction in the wild in New South Wales, and that's unthinkable. The Great Koala National Park is about turning that around.
In international news, how the rebels successfully launched a single drone strike at an airport in southern Israel in a shocking failure of its renowned air defense system. Security footage showed a plume of black smoke billowing from the airport as paramedics attended the scene and treating injuries. No one was killed and medics were able to hospitalize those affected by the blast. Regular services resumed at the airport almost 2 hours after the strike, with Houthi representative calling the attack a unique and qualitative military operation. The attack comes after Israel killed the Houthi Prime Minister in a missile strike on the Yemen capital of Sana'a last week. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. The river is currently at its peak and is expected to reach low tide by 5 p.m. this afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.